Father, we give thanks in the name of Jesus. Lord, so much thanks and gratitude. God, thank you for the gifts that you've bestowed to the church. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we can be vessels of mercy and glory and honor to you, Lord, all because of your grace. Lord, you've called us and you've chosen us. And Lord, we know that thou alone art holy. God, as the brother was encouraged of the Holy Spirit, that we would praise the name of the Lord. Oh, to praise the name of the Lord. God, not just with our voices, not just with our lips, but God, work it in our hearts, Lord, that we would be vessels of praise, Lord, vessels of worship. Lord, that again we would see the privilege to praise you, the privilege to live our lives full and overflowing with the joy of the Lord as our strength. Now, Lord, we come here today, and God, you've drawn us. We're thankful, Lord, that you're here. You're dwelling here. God, we're thankful in the name of Jesus. You take note. You're attentive to everything, every care, every need, and every thought. Lord, just take our minds at this time, Lord. God, you're giving us the very mind of Christ. May we take it. Lord, the Holy Spirit, now shed that love abroad in our hearts. And may we worship you in spirit and truth, God pleasing you and you alone. Now may we just magnify your Son. May we delight in the beauty of his name and of his grace. And in that name, Jesus, we pray and say, amen. Praise be to God. Well, if you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to the 105th Psalm. It's Psalm 105. And what a precious psalm it is. We'll just read a few verses here this morning. We'll begin reading in the 17th verse. It says, "He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him." We're going to be right there today, brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord tried him. Praise be to God. Now, most of you know about this sweet brother Joseph. They called him a dreamer, but he was no dreamer. And matter of fact, in reality, brothers and sisters, those weren't even dreams that he had. It was the word of the Lord. It was the word of the Lord. It's written in the word of God. It is the word of the Lord. The promises of God are yea and amen. And I'm thankful to the Lord. This is what was coming forth out of this brother. Now, sure, with everything that happened in Joseph's life, it sure didn't look like he was ever going to be ruler over a people. It sure did not look like his family was going to come down and bow before him. But you see, that's exactly how the word of the Lord is every single time. See, to the natural eye, brothers and sisters, it never looks as if the promises of God are really ever going to work out. Come on now, let's be honest. And you know what? God likes it that way. He loves it that way. Brothers and sisters, he knows the way that we take, and whether it's a barren womb of a Sarah that he's going to bring forth the multitude, or whether it is a little shepherd boy, David, who he's going to be the greatest king of Israel, or the less of the least, Gideon. I love that brother. And his band of 300 misfits going to take down the multitude of the Midianites. This is how God does it. This is how God does it. By the foolishness of preaching, this is how God does it. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous, brothers and sisters? This is how God does it. But see, the key for 100% guaranteed victorious outcome every single time concerning the promises of God, faith. Faith. You can read the word of God. You can sit in a church thousands upon thousands of times. But it's not going to work effectually until you believe it. It can hang on your wall. And I thank God when I see verses on the walls of home. It's wonderful. Wonderful to be reminded. But until it's written across my heart, until the Holy Ghost truly takes the love of God, here it is, the love of God, and He sheds it abroad in your heart, you haven't lived anything yet. You haven't lived the fullness of the power of God, brothers and sisters. It's true. The evidence of the promises of God, they're apparent. Always apparent, always present, always evident in faith. The Word of God tells us the Word works effectually in them that believe. If you look up that word effectually in the Greek, it means specifically the Word works powerfully for you if you'll believe the Word of God. Amen? Amen. It's all powerful. It's all there. This is all powerful. You cannot come up against the Word of God. The devil tried to do it. He tried to show himself powerful. And Jesus Christ, every single time, it is written. It's the Word of God. It wasn't about that man body. And praise God, he became very man, a very man. But it was always the Word of God. And praise His name. The Word was with us, dwelt among us. Praise God, and the Word is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this is what we're rejoicing. And this is the power, praise God, is His Word. Now, I'm hoping that God will help us to see today that it's the Word of the Lord that tries you. It's the Word of the Lord. It's not these trials, brothers and sisters. There's a multitude of these trials. I can't keep track of all the trials. Thank God He does. But thank God He before ordained each and every one of them before He ever set a star in heaven. Tailor-made for you. Tailor-made. And praise God, that's exactly what this means here. In the Word of the Lord tried Him. That word tried means proving. It's not just, don't think of it as a test. It's proving. It's the evidence of it, brothers and sisters. It truly means a refiner's fire of the most pure gold. He's showing forth, if you will, His masterpiece of grace. That's what He's doing with it. Praise His name. He's pressing you out of measure. Not just for others, but for you. He's doing it for me. He puts me into things that I know as a man. I can't come up against this. Lord, this would take me out. I know this is way beyond me. I know this is a test, naturally speaking, that is hitting the very core of my weakness. The very most infirm part of everything that I could be. God, You hit it. And why? Because He's showing Himself faithful. He's showing that it's His grace. Where I would fall apart, where I would come out at the seams, God is saying, oh no, son. By Me, all things hold together. They consist. You're not going to break apart. Solid, as my boys say. I laugh at him. I say, how you doing? Oh, solid, Dad, solid. Do you know how solid the rock is? Do you know how solid the rock is that we stand on that's higher than I? That's so absolutely gracious and all wonderfully present for every need, brothers and sisters. The Lord has just been dealing with my heart. Son, quit stumbling through one trial after another. God help us. High one moment and then low the next. And always looking, really in a way, something to blame why. Come on now. We know this. Oh, it's the economy. Oh, it's my wife. Oh, it's my kids. Oh, it was the family I was born in. It's because I didn't have a dad or I didn't have a mom or I didn't know any better. Yes, you do know better. You've got a Father. You've got a Father in heaven. He's the Father of all. Brothers and sisters, these aren't just words. It's the Word of God. And as they sang, heaven emptied out. God is all in. He didn't hold one thing back. And here we are, so all sufficiently supplied for everything to superabound to every good work. And God help us, we act like a bunch of children and we run around murmuring. We better wake up. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. The promised land, the Canaan, it's right there. Praise be to God. About ready to go. I don't want my bones waxing in the desert. I don't want to come this far, brothers and sisters, and draw back in my unbelief. I don't want to be slow to believe, quick to faith. And quick faith is because I've got a heart shed abroad with the love of God. That's it. Just loving the Lord, loving His truth. These things that start to take our attention and get us distracted, brothers and sisters, pray and pray quickly. God, this isn't what you would want. Help me. Help me. You said you're my very present help in my time of need. That means He's on the scene always. Always. Cry out to Him from the ends of the earth. He'll hear you. He loves to hear your voice. You know His. You do know it. His sheep know His voice. Tune in. He wants to hear you. Do you hear how He says it all? Praise Him, cry out, call out, pray always, continue in prayer. He wants you, doesn't He? Always. But what are we doing? What are we doing? Come on. Praise the Lord. We're children of the King today. We're children of the King today, tomorrow, and forever. All right now. So, here was old Joseph. You know, he was a brother that really, he called those things that be not as though they were, didn't he? Yeah. See, he saw with the eyes of faith. Do you see with the eyes of faith? Or are you seeing with the eyes of, It's the battle, isn't it? It's fighting the good fight of faith. What are we seeing? We're going to talk a little bit about a vision, but what are we seeing? See, brother Joseph, he was in a pit. He was in slavery. He was wrongly accused. He was in prison. But Joseph had a peace that passed all understanding. You go back and read that story, and you know why? Because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. He was never alone. He knew that the Lord was with him. He knew by the grace of God that his brothers meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. I'm looking at a lot of people that are hurting in one way, shape, or form, and I know you are, because I know you got a God that thinks it's the greatest thing to give you infirmity. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I'm weak in myself and I'm infirm, praise God, the very power of Christ is resting upon my life. Jesus Christ came to a cross and He died, praise God. And He didn't just die, He gave it up. Let me tell you something, He entered and He became death and He became sin. So we never have to face any of that stuff, praise be to God. He came to a place where He was on a cross and He said, Tielio. That means it is finished. It's done. It's completed. And He had to be empowered with the very power of His might, whom He ascended up on high, and He sent that Holy Spirit to us. And He wants us to finish, and He wants us to finish with a full joy. And He wants us to come to a time, as Brother Paul said, I am ready to be offered. I'm ready to be offered. The only thing that could bring that into my life is the very same power of His might. That precious Holy Spirit. Taking the things of Christ, the desires, the mind, the willpower, whatever you want to call it, but it's the very perfect, all complete will of God. And He can set it alive in you. He can set it alive. He can set it on fire. And He's there and He's ready to do it for you. Just readied. Every moment calling out to us. Will you go? Will you go? Brothers and sisters, the Lord was with him. And I got news for us today. The Lord's here. The Lord is with you. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is with you in a fullness because of the Holy Spirit that Joseph never knew. In an intimacy that Joseph will never know. It wasn't meant for him. A lot of people get offended. I say, why are you getting offended? Why don't you just be thankful? Why don't you read Hebrews where he said, a better thing for us. Do you believe the word of God? Do you want to go back and say, oh, if I lived in that time and I could see the sea part and I could go in there and I could see the Lord send the famine for 7 years and the increase for 7 years or vice versa, I'm sorry, or whatever he wanted to do, but we know he did it. But if I could go back there and see all that, oh, I could praise God. I could, man, you see how holy I could be. You're a nut. And you're a shame. Because you're not believing the word of God. He said a better thing for us. Brothers and sisters, I will say it by God's grace until he take me home. We are in the greatest moment of the most holy faith there could ever be. This world is so turned upside down, inside out on itself. Man's pride is running forth like it never has. It's technology, the consumption of how wise and great. But God in His infinite mercy is showing they can't even plug a little bitty hole at the bottom of an ocean. They can't. They can send a man to the moon. They can send those ships all over the place. They can't plug a hole. You don't think God's in something like that, you're nuts. I'm going to frustrate them with a little teeny hole. Now God's going to open it up someday. My heart hurts because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to suffer. But justice will be served. It's going to be done. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that my Lord is God. Oh, that foolishness of preaching. Oh, that young man that had so much promise. He's over there preaching the word of God. What happened to that kid? He could have really been something. If you're listening, if you could only see. If you could only see in the eyes of faith. Oh my goodness. How glorious Christ in us is. Oh gosh. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, He's not just with you. He's for you. And He's not just for you. He's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, readied to empower you if you'll let Him. Do you realize that His every thought, we've captivated His every thought? Think all the time we've wasted trying to captivate each other's thoughts or whoever it might have been. But you've captivated His every thought. He loves you. He loves you so. He dotes on you. He thinks about you moment by moment. He cares. You've got somebody who cares for you that it's going to take eternity and eternity and eternity beyond to show forth the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to you. To you. So brothers and sisters, when are we going to let the promises of God and His love consume us? When are we going to do that? When are we going to quit looking at the giants in the land? When are you not going to be ashamed to be called a dreamer? Call me a dreamer. Go ahead. It's all right. I'm going to walk by faith and possess all the land. And I'm not talking about just the unbeliever calling me a dreamer. I'm talking about my dear brothers and sisters in Christ calling me a dreamer. Oh, I heard about those stories. Oh, brother, you're a wonderful man, but you believe too much. I've not even begun to believe enough. Let me tell you something. It's there. The gold mine is there, brothers and sisters. And we're just back. We're just taking little bits. And here, open your hands and say, God, fill them. Take it all. Come in there boldly, as he said. Get comfortable with the wealth of the Father. It's time to get in there, brothers and sisters. In due time. Yes, in due time. He will exalt you. Sure, they don't see the crown yet. Yet. But there's coming a time, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he's going to make known to all that he has loved you. He has loved you. He has loved you. And he loves you right now. Quit worrying about everybody else loving you. I mean it. I want you to love me because of Christ in me. And I want to love you because of Christ in you. But I'm not going to be affixed on whether you love me or not. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. That's my suffice. That's my satisfaction, brothers and sisters. And in that, I'm going to tell you something. You'll love. You'll love like you've never loved before. You'll love people that hate you, despise you, that think you're a jerk. You'll love people that have hurt you all your life. It doesn't matter, because you'll know that God is for you. And see, when you embrace that God is for you, that's it. Everything else is a non-event. It's just a non-event. Now, so it's coming down to one thing here, isn't it now? What we're looking at. Bible says, where's our vision? Without a vision, you're going to perish. But where are you? What are you looking at? You're looking at the mercy seat. You need a lot of mercy. Not just mercy for the other guy. You need a lot of mercy. I remember that one brother told me, oh, he needs a lot of mercy. Remember, I went back to bed that night and I was thinking, Lord, hit me. No, he needs a lot of mercy. And then I got to thinking, I need a lot of mercy. Oh, it's so wonderful. But what's it going to be? Is it going to be the problem or is it going to be the solution? Think about that. What's it going to be? Come on, every moment. What is it going to be? Is it going to be the problem or the solution? Is it going to be the world or is it going to be the Word of God? 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 and 13. I'll hurry along. We're having a good time though. Behold, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. See, it's just going to do it. Is to try you. As though some strange thing happened unto you. There's no accidents with God. There are no accidents with God. You're a masterpiece in the making. Masterpiece. Every single chip is perfect. It's perfection. But rejoice. Rejoice. Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now the trial you face today, I will assure you, but more importantly, let the word of God assure you, is not there to wipe you out. It's not there to take you down. It's there building the exceeding joy of glory. God, help us to believe the Word of God. God, help me to believe the Word of God. He's got it. We need to trust Him. His Word tells us that He'll not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able. He made you. He made you. Quit running away from Him and start running toward Him. You run through the troop. You don't run around it. You walk through the furnish. You don't go another way. You're a good soldier. He's amply supplied you. You go in and you possess the land. Claim it. He gave it to you. It's yours. Giants better get out of the way, because you're dealing with my God. You don't deal with me. You deal with my God. I remember how feisty and ornery I used to get at people that used to do me wrong. And then I finally realized who fights my battles. You're the apple of His eye. I'm the apple of His eye. I'm so thankful how He loves me. I'm so thankful how He's protected my life. How He's shown Himself faithful over and over. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. I've made my bed in hell a couple times. Maybe more than a couple times. And He still laid right there and He stroked my head. And it kept telling me, I love you, son. I love you. I got this too. And He's made a way of escape before He ever set a star in heaven that's enabling me to bear it right now. Now, I want you to know something. In demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost, don't think it strange. You're being tried right now by the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Huh? He's perfect in His timing. Let's remember that. All right? We're not perfect. He's perfect. And my dear brother here, he just let us out with the last verse that the Lord had put on my heart. But see, that wasn't my brother. That was the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing how the unity of the Holy Spirit just takes it all? Are we going to rest? We going to rest? He's got it, brothers and sisters. Do you have something trying you in your mind today? He said He'll keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. You have something going on in your body this morning? I am the Lord that healeth thee. And you know He went on to say that healeth all thy diseases. Not just a few. All. You need rest today. You know the Word of God said to cease from your own works and enter into the rest of God. How about we just sum it up? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Huh? When do you think David came to that? Huh? Get it now. Get it now. The Word of the Lord tries you. The Word of the Lord tries you. It's not the trial. It's not the circumstance. It's not what's facing you right now. Because you know what? That'll take you down. It will. That will take you down. But there's something that'll take you up. You want to mount up? You want to mount up today? I want to mount up. On the wings of eagles. I got hinds feet. Lord, you take me where you want me to go. Not I'm just going to go out there. Oh, no. That's not hinds feet. That's hindered feet. Know it. Those are lame feet. Yeah. God, you do it. The word of the Lord tried him. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you for this time. We're so thankful to be in the family of God. We're thankful to be in the house of bread this morning. Grateful for your faithfulness, Lord, to us. Lord, I know you're dealing with hearts here this morning. Lord, it's all the same. Trust me. That's all you're saying to us. Trust me. Put your absolute, complete confidence in me. God, you know the way we take. You know our thought afar off. You know our downsetting. You know our uprising. You know the very head, hair on our head. Now, God, help us to just completely submit, surrender, and just fall into the arms of Jesus. Let us just fall into the arms of Jesus. You're holding us. You've never let us go. But let us quit resisting this morning. Let us turn face to face. Look fully into that wonderful, glorious face. Lord, we're miracles. We don't even realize it. We're miracles of the grace of God. Walking not just on water, not just on a sea, on a boisterous sea. God, let us just come unto you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.